Quickly, if you have your Bibles again, let's open to the book of Psalms 51. Again, if you were not here when we taught the series, the hundredfold blessing, please make sure you get the CD. I think we have how many messages in that? Five or so. That series we taught then about the hundredfold blessing. Please, 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 I beg in the name of the Lord, try and listen to those messages. Even if you were here then, even if you are my wife and you hear the message again and again at home, still get home, load it on your iPod and listen to it again. The hundredfold blessing. Why am I talking about that again? Because, you know, we're talking about DSTV signals, decoder, smart card, and subscription. Can you remember? Have you ever checked TV signal? They'll tell you, no, there's no signal quality. They tell you 35%. You've seen it before? For those of you who are used to things like that, you check. In fact, if you use a strong decoder, that one you displays on the screen, you see it's either green. Once it drops below 20-something, it turns to red. Once it enters that red properly, your screen just disappears. And that tells you no audio or video signals. Uh-huh. And DSTV will just tell you all kinds of things. Cannot connect with the service. You see all those kind of things. Let me ask you, did the satellite go off? Satellite didn't go off. In fact, my own strong system, the man who installed the thing on a pole that shifts. So when we are watching consistently without effort for like 6 weeks, then one day you come, form, you don't vanish. And you call my cousin, Sheo, Alpha, it's not working. The guy don't mount the pole because it's attached to our overhead tank. We'll climb there and tell my son, be watching, you know. And we shout, yes, it's clear now. It is not the satellite company. It is the position of our dish. The problem is not God, it is us. When the word produced 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, it was not the very potency of the word. It depended on the kind of heart that it reached. That's why we talked about the 100-fold blessing. That one of the things Christians do, all right? One of the things they do is not to, you know, too much enemy. I think we have a plague of enemies in Christianity today. Too many spiritual books on overcoming enemies. I've seen books with over 1,000 prayer points. 85% of them, enemies. Let me make this my statement again. Your enemies are only as strong as your relationship with God is weak. The weaker you are in the strength of God in your life, the stronger your enemies begin to appear. So when they are strong, don't worry about them. Don't cast them down with Holy Ghost fire. Raise yourself up into the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what happens with believers. So let's forget this. Our focus on enemies, say that all the witches have gathered. I've told any witch that loves to die, if you know a witch near your area and you want him or her to die on time, show he the fellow my address. Say, go and attack that man. They will promote you in the devil's kingdom. You are sure that one is dead? You think I'll pray about him? No. You know, there are some good angels and there are some evil angels. The ones guarding around me are evil ones. Called angel of death. You know, the of demon of death. When it is angel of death, there are some angels that smoke according to Apostle Benga. And they see enemies, they behead them before somebody says, go ahead. I'm telling you, Christians, that's how we reason. Say, witches. Where? Ask my wife this one. You can actually ask her, really. Because I want you to confirm from her. Have I ever prayed in my house about witches? God forbid. Who's a witch? An average unbeliever that does not know Christ. Period. The devil can promote you to any level in his kingdom. You are still an unbeliever that does not know Christ Jesus. That's all. Have you seen them say, hey, I'm an Obanje spirit. I've come to this world 17 times. You are an idiot. It is given unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. Come and harass me 17 times. The devil has deceived even his own followers. You know, the devil is very wicked. You go here and say, you are my number two commander in this area. I want to say, Okpoyo, I've been promoted. Say, you are my number two commander. Yeah. So you see testimony night, second in commando, the one single devil. Haba! Hey, it's confusion. If a man tells me second in command to the devil, I said my life is hid with Christ in God. Not even second in command. With Christ in God. The Bible says that they have drawn their arrows against the Lord, against the righteous. Said their arrows will enter into their own hearts. I believe those scriptures. I believe it. So what am I saying? Let's forget all those enemies, witches. They say witches in the Iroko tree. You know, I'm very funny. Now I have deliverance to cast out the witch out of the Iroko tree. That thing makes me laugh. Any witch that's nice enough to stay in the Iroko tree, leave them there. They have left the house for you. What else do you want? How can you be so wicked? They left the house and said, we want to stay in the Iroko tree. So that's very nice. If I bind them in the name of Jesus, you will remain here for life. That's good. Don't cast them out from there. The Iroko tree can't do anything to anybody. Believe me, there is no witch in any Iroko tree. When Mboma will cut it, turn it to a chair. The chair no go shook anybody. Bring it down. Turn it to something. If you like the tree, leave it there. No witch can stay there. Build a church under it, nothing will happen. I know what I'm saying. The only problem in our lives, the only problem in our lives is when our own hearts are not clean towards God. My wife knows what I'm talking about. Somebody was telling her just once how people are doing jazz against them so that they will not do well. By the time she had dealing with these people that they were doing jazz against, they had jazzed themselves into with dishonesty. You get my point? Say, our enemies, they have jazzed us. That's why we don't have money. It's okay. Let's just, you know, by the time you come close to them, if the boss says, good morning, you first check outside whether it's really money or na midnight, the guy they just started to deceive you, and that tells you na money. And I say, it's witch. This is not witch. I've been where pastors gathered before to pray. What are they praying about? All the enemies. And then the person told me, it was a relative of mine. He says, what I want to tell you, don't let anybody hear. Because they have found out that that person is a witch. I said, what? He said, yes. You know those pastors that came to pray? I said, shock, mogile teo. According to Jekede Sukoya. I couldn't talk. If it's now. No, I don't change. I don't change. Well. And if it's now, I've changed. I will tell the truth. I'll just say, I beg. Like mafia, we say. I mean, no disrespect. I just have to tell you the truth. And I just said, no disrespect to. The pastor that saw the witch could not see the lying in your heart. He could not see the deception. He's blind. He's a false prophet. This is my definition of a false prophet. Anybody that sees your problems as coming from somewhere else without making demands of righteousness or for righteousness in your life is a false prophet. I said, they saw witch. So this pastor, anyway, you know why won't he see witch? I was reading the book of Micah yesterday. He said that those who give them food, they prophesy good for. Then they turn they make themselves as enemies of those who give them nothing to eat. It's in the book of Micah, describing prophets. When you have fed the pastor well before he prays, he won't see well again. You know, those kind of pastors, if you feed me well, it doesn't matter. I'll still tell you the truth. Vex if you want. A lot, they say, you fast, then they break the fast with all this fat food, then you pray. Nothing's wrong with you. Nobody will bring this food. For God, it is well with your soul. It's your enemies. We will kill them today. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Why did I say all of this? Let's forget. No, we can't say these things enough. You will go home. Your father will tell you that the prophets were here last week. They have prayed. They said it is your uncle that's worrying me. Then I said that if you give your life to Christ, for light a lie, my uncle will stop now. No, I'm serious. Like I said, look, I'm talking about believers. So I'm not saying that you should go and tell an unbeliever that witch is not worrying him. Witch kills unbelievers. So. Witches kill unbelievers. So. You hear what I said? What did I say? Witches kill unbelievers. They do. It is you I'm saying they can't kill. And there's no deliverance for the wicked. No, pray from now till tomorrow. If a witch can eat a man, it's going to eat him one way or the other. If he can't eat him while you are there, he will eat him later. If you go there and say, right now, we cast out every witch, out of this house, the witch say, I'm going. Don't worry, we are going. All demons, they say, yes, let's go out. The pastor will soon go. To the nearby Iroko tree, everybody hang. Only two demons said, there's no branch left. He said, just use that cocoyam tree there. Wait, stay there. Pastor will soon come out. If you ever read Omoba Jesu, Omoba Jesu said, one day, follow one girl, go church. Once he entered like this, they pounced on him. In the name of all the demons following, ran away. They went and waited outside. As soon as he came out, they jumped back inside and he continued his evil ways. So if you like, go and pray for somebody who doesn't agree to give life to Christ. The demons will escape. They'll go and wait outside. It's happened to me before. When I was 7, I told you the story. If you read one of my books, one of my patients, that woman, she was going to die of perforated typhoid and all of that. I prayed for her one day. I remember my flatmate, a Muslim, opened my door to see what was going on. I agonized for like 45 minutes. She was unconscious. Her kidneys had packed up. I said, no, not on my watch. I prayed and prayed. Next day, the kidneys, wicked pastor, we will walk. I'm serious. The kidney opened next day. They started walking normally. The woman woke up from her unconsciousness. Her fever went down. Hey, I was so happy. I continued my treatment. I was dancing. I served the military barracks. I was dancing all over the barracks. Saying, hey, my patient is getting well. The next day, I came to work. The woman don't run away. What happened? Her husband came at 7 a.m. They knew I'll come around 8. They came at 7 or 6:30 before I arrived and told the soldier on duty that the juju man said that she's being poisoned, so they should bring her for treatment. When I got there, I did like this. Kai. You know what the devil said in effect? Pastor, man of God, child of God, you say I can't kill her here. Eh? I'll go and kill her at home. Of course, she died that week. I knew she would die. I was not in doubt. I said, this woman is dead. So, you go and be praying and casting out demons from those who don't want to give your life to Christ. The demon will say, okay, pastor, she will soon go home. Is you is calling pastor? Because every man of God is a pastor. Every child of God, I mean. The demon will say, hey guys, before they wound us, let's go and wait outside. And when you finish deliverance, in Jesus' name, let's give the Lord thanks. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. The demon said, just the clap. Shebi, you go house. When you leave, they can't jump in immediately. They go wait. Then the wickedness in that man's heart will rise like an antenna. The demons say, oh yeah, they are calling us. And the man sneezes, he sneezes iniquity. He says, yes, that's a cue to come back. As he's getting well, as the man is getting well, he says, good. This is my senior wife. Thinks, say, Ingofi killed me. I've been delivered now. And my girlfriend is waiting. As he thinks that thought, the demon will jump again. Fwa! What are you doing here? You are an adulterous woman. We have come to kill the man of adultery. Amen? I'm telling you, everybody, demon will gather again. They will phone you, pastor, he's getting bad again. By the time you come, he's dead. This time around, they will rush. Because once they cast out the demon, now one, they come out. When they are returning, they recruit. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, the witches, the devils, they kill unbelievers. Amen? Amen? So, if you want to deliver somebody, tell the person, deliverance is not in my prayer, it's in Christ Jesus. Until you invite Jesus into your house. He said, if my man loves me, he will keep my word. And the Father will love him. Then I and the Father will come and make our abode with him. We'll start living in his house. Let's see the witch that will come there that time. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't ever forget, as believers, as Christians, our problem is between us and God. That's why I said, please go and listen to the tape, 100-fold blessing. So we went through that step by step. But I want to just use that to pray for a few more minutes we have before we leave here. I don't like us to stay too long. Psalm 51. I don't want to read all the verses. What I just want to read is from verse 5. It said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being. That's what God desires, truth in the innermost being. And in the hidden part, thou wilt make me know wisdom. He now said in verse 7, this is where I'm going. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. My emphasis begins from 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. He said, do not cast me away from thy presence, and do not take thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. And he said, then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted to thee. Now, why I like to read this, there's another one actually I want to read. Let me just quickly get there. Because we're talking about the word having effect in our lives. Yes, please. Yeah, Psalm 139. Yes. Let's just add this one to it. These two, then we'll pray with that, and then we're out of here. Paul says, seeing that we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves of all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. That is, it's with the perfection of holiness that the promises we have will be released into our lives. All right? Let me quickly read verse 23. David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Listen, I don't want to read too many scriptures. Eli told Job, he taught Job how to pray. He said, instead of shouting, I have not done anything, I have not done anything, I have not done anything. He said, Lord, that which I see not, teach thou me. So that's a better way to pray. Instead of shouting, I have not done anything, I have not done anything, I have not done anything. That's what Job was shouting. Simply pray, say, Lord, that which I see not, teach thou me. Remember those three scriptures. David first, he first prayed, he said simply, Lord, purge me with hyssop. Create a new spirit inside me. Then he said here, search me, O Lord, and know my thoughts. Try and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any hurtful thing in me. What am I saying? It's only those things that can hinder the promises of God from being manifested in our lives. Do you understand my point? Therefore, let's just take the next few minutes and pray again. And say, Lord, search me. And anything that is not in line with your will, reveal it to me that I might confess it out of my life. It's a very important prayer point. Because as God is raising you up to a new level, He has to remove the things that are not compatible with that level. And until those things are uprooted, are you getting me? Though that new level can never be manifested. When I'm explaining something to my wife sometimes, I say, listen, these things may not look like they are serious. I say, but for you to enter into the level you are believing God for, things that are okay for everybody else, some of them have to drop. And those are the things that cause hindrances. They are not the enemies. Hey, no, it's not human beings. It is those little things inside you. So simply, if you don't know which verse to use, just use that psalm. That's Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It's very simple. If you pray this prayer with sincerity, I've been in places before and I pray this kind of prayer, and the answer I got from heaven is not every day God talks loudly. Literally knocked me into my chair. Bam! I fell into the seat. It happens. God will give you an answer. He will tell you simply, oh boy, forget it. Stop chasing that woman. I will find you another wife. You have invested. Don't worry. There are businesses you have tried. Go and read them on Shakarian, the happiest people on earth. When he was having issues, he went to pray. God answered him simply, you are doing a business I have not sent you into. It's a crucial prayer point. Say, Lord, search me, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts, and see if there's any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. That is, show it to me that I might confess it out of my heart. David said, in the time of affliction, in the time of turmoil, what I need is understanding. Because the righteousness of your testimony, they are everlasting. It's everlasting. What I need is understanding, and I shall live. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Say, Lord, test me. Check what is inside my heart. And as you are praying, just listen to me also. God will send words to you. Remember to take note of those corrections. I was reading, there's a book we are compiling, my colleague, my brethren and I. And I was reading one of the testimonies inside the book. One sister said, was trying to decide whether to marry a brother that wanted, was asking him to marry her, over her to marry him. And amongst the things that she was considering, she would ask one brother one day, say, advise me. That one said, please, I don't know how to talk. All I know is that he that sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. He said, the guy did not know he answered her question that day. God will send you answers two different ways. A friend will bring correction to you. A word will come as you are reading your scriptures. As you are listening to the word of God, God will answer that prayer. And he will, by those words, lead you in the way of life, in the way of life everlasting. He said, give me understanding and I shall live. Very important. Pray that prayer for yourself today. By preparing our hearts again with prayer and with the word of God. Say, Lord, listen to this prayer point. Say, Lord, break my stubbornness. Yeah, you see, you are giving God the right to do things to you. Some people will have some problems over the next few days. Don't be afraid. Don't be angry. It is God dealing with you in some areas. Pray and say, Lord, break every stubbornness that's inside my heart. The spirit that refuses to be corrected. That's one problem a lot of people have in life. The spirits of stubbornness, they don't want to be corrected. Say, Lord, any such spirit inside me, break it and remove it. I give you the liberty to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Because in this life, the word must become flesh in me. Lord, every hindrance to the word becoming flesh, every hindrance to the fullness of the manifestation of your blessing, I give you the authority in my life once again. Remove them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, my greatest desire is that I will be conformed to the image that you created me to be. My greatest desire is that your power will be fully manifested in my life. Therefore, I pray once again that any hindrance to the fulfillment of this desire, remove them out of my heart. Cleanse me thoroughly with hyssop. Let that cleansing, the atoning blood of Jesus, be applied to every corner in which there is wickedness in my heart. It's very important. God, as God is revealing it, you have to start confessing them. There's a book I'm reading, Living the Spirit Form Life by Jack Hayford. Jack Hayford will explain how God will just subtly put a word of correction to him. And that's the beginning of a turnaround again in an area. Brethren, we need the correction of the Lord. Say, Lord, correct me. Wherever I'm missing it in this life, lead me, pour your spirit into me that I will obey your word at all times. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Because he's been so good. He's been so good. So say, Father, I thank you. Because indeed you are working in me. Say, Father, I thank you. Because indeed you are working in me. I thank you because your word will become flesh in my life. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have the spirit of wisdom. I have the spirit of understanding. I have the spirit of revelation. I have understanding concerning the word of God. I have understanding concerning the ways of God. I have understanding the word of God is pleasant to my soul. I have wisdom. I have wisdom. I have understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are there, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Now let's just close this meeting. Put up your right hand and begin to declare from Psalm 91. Say, I declare of the Lord. He alone,
He alone is my refuge,
my place of safety.
He is my God,
and I trust in Him alone.
He will rescue me from every trap.
Say like you believe it, He will rescue me from every trap
and protect me from the deadly diseases.
He will shield me with His wings
and cover me with His feathers.
I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night. Nor fear the dangers of the day.
Nor dread
the epidemic that stalks in darkness.
I will not be afraid of disaster that strikes by day.
Though 1,000 fall at my side.
Though 10,000 are dying around me.
I will not be afraid.
And these evils will not touch me.
Shout it, I have made the Lord my refuge.
I have made the Most High my shelter.
No evil will conquer me.
No plague will come near my dwelling.
His angels are around me.
They protect me wherever I go.
They keep me with utmost care.
And I will not be injured.
I will trample down lions and poisonous snakes.
I will crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet.
I will tackle every difficult task.
I will have no impossibilities in my life.
Because the power of God is working with me.
The Lord will rescue me.
He will protect me because I trust in His name.
He will answer me when I call.
The Lord will be with me in the time of trouble.
He will rescue me and give me honor.
With long life, He will satisfy me.
Say it, with long life, He will satisfy me.
I will not die before my time.
I will prosper in this life.
I will see the glory of God in my life.
All the promises of God will be made flesh in me.
The Lord has given me His deliverance.
He has healed me in Christ Jesus.
And He has given me His abundant prosperity.
This is my portion in Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Surely God's goodness and His mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the presence of God forever and ever.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren.